This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Tom Stoneley.
William Stoneley.
Jeff Brennan.
Patrick Hennigan.
And I'm Stuart Burks. Okay, now, Tom, and we have Gwen with us as well now, a husband and wife. So we've heard from Tom about his time in the Stoneley Brothers General Carriers. And you were involved in that?
Yes.
In the office side. So how did it seem to you?
Yeah, go on. I left school at quite a young age, 1950 I left school, mm-hmm. and spent a short time in Demet's office learning how to do the books.
Okay, and Demet's was that the haulage company?
Demet was carrier.
The carrier.
Trucks they bought on.
Okay.
And then I had another office in Bowen Street, Fairytop Dressers Depot. Mm. And I shifted into there because that's where the trucks were and that's where the business was being run from.
Okay.
And from then on, it was just a matter of keeping up with the way bills and the accounts and the banking and the office work. Mm.
Yes. So, and that's how you met your husband, was it?
Yeah. Yes, from Demet's.
From Demet's, yes. Okay. I don't know if there's a story to that, is there? Or?
No, not just I used to walk past the Mets and these boys always used to give the wolf whistles.
And how did you feel about that?
Didn't worry me too much.
Yeah.
Of course, Tom had an identical twin brother, so you always had to make sure you were acknowledging the right mum.
Yes.
So could you pick them apart?
Yes, I never had a problem.
No, you didn't? Yeah.
That's good. Reg Bridewell of Bridewell's Bakeries had a similar issue. He married a twin.
Yes.
And so he met one at a dance and then he thought, okay, we'll go and ask her again. And the real problem was it her or the twin sister?
It was the twin.
No.
Oh, no.
Never went down that track.
No.
Although they were often together.
Yeah. So was there much of a social life at that stage?
Not really, not for us. No.
Dances, country dances and things? Nothing?
No, not a dancer.
No.
I don't know what we did, really.
No, what? Slept if we could.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. We worked long hours, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gwen did a lot, you know, with the accounts. And
Well, you take it.
That'd be a big job.
New Fair, I had to start at 11 o'clock on Thursday night. Card in.
Yeah, where was that from?
Up Lethbridge Road. Pierce is up Lethbridge Road.
Now you say, are you fair?
Yeah.
What does that mean? People might listen to this in 50 years. So.
It's a big sale I have every year in Fielding, New Fairs, selling sheep.
So there's the normal stockyard things, that's a weekly event, is
yes.
it?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they have some special ones
as
well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They were big things, weren't they? The New Fairs, you know, there might be three of them. Over February or something, January, February, and the yards
are all inland already. You mean?
No, they hadn't gone to the ramp.
Okay.
No. But huge. So you'd have to get those in Thursday night.
Yeah, put them in the holding paddocks.
Holding paddocks.
Yeah. They all the old firms had holding paddocks.
Yeah.
You see where the coachhouse is with the farmers' distributing company.
Yeah.
That was all theirs there.
Yeah. Mm. So then a drover would have to drive them with his dogs to the sale yards in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. While we went away up to Te Awa and bought stuff in, you see.
Yes.
Mm. So then you'd have a day off during the sale and then you'd cut them off.
No.
Straight off, they'd be sold and you'd be taking them out.
Taking them somewhere else.
So you'd
be going all night, nearly. Some nights you'd go all night.
So you bring them in on the Thursday night. You sleep at all on the Friday before you do?
No.
No. Right. And then you're driving again on the Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay. And no controls on driver hours and things?
No, nothing.
No. They'd ever fit nowadays, yeah, wouldn't they? Yeah.
So did people fall asleep or have accidents or anything?
No. No, I never knew of anyone.
Yeah. Is it because they're all very young, the drivers, you think?
No, some of them were a bit old, quite old.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
not many really. Yeah,
you'd
young.
Have been in your 20s, would you?
Yeah,
that's pretty young, isn't it?
We had a lot of fun
starting a business.
Yeah. But I mean, we've got the idea of cattle trucks now. How much stock could you take in one load?
Well, on the big one, the biggest load I had was 28 Friesian cows.
Yeah,
they were milked in Levin this morning, and I had to have them in a Napier by this time in the afternoon.
By about 4 in the afternoon. Okay. And what about sheep though? I mean, we've got the double decker sheep transports with the trailers and so on. I don't know how many they can hold.
They're four high now. Four deck. Yeah. We were only two.
They'd probably put 1,000 lambs on, wouldn't they?
About lambs. 600 or 700.
Would they? Yeah. I thought some of them might be more.
They get too top-heavy otherwise.
But in those that you took back in the 1950s, how many would you take in a load?
140 lambs to the works.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a full load.
Yes.
They didn't have them crates.
You have crates. A crate had a pens above the cab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Funny, they all seem to then, didn't they?
Yes.
And the odd one would jump out over the top. Especially with the
commenter
with the flat nose, they'd go straight down.
Oh, no.
So, Gwen, from your side of the business, how did it seem to you? You just do the office stuff? You're dealing with the people over the phone? Or
yes, sending out bills? Yes, and maybe the account work and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Once the kids came along, of course... I was home, pretty well working from home.
Yeah. Were you working from home before, though, with the business? Or, you had an office when you were...
I had the office down Barham Street where St John's Ambulance Station is now.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where Fielding Top Bases were.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah.
And we sort of worked in with them, because they didn't require the office, they just required the building.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So was there a dress code? I suppose if it was your own business, you'd wear what you felt like, would you?
Absolutely.
So what would you wear then? It wouldn't be jeans and T-shirt, anything?
Well, in those days, I don't know that we wore jeans. I don't know that jeans were around, but anything casual.
Yeah, yeah. So what would be casual in the 1950s?
Probably I have photos somewhere of a red velvet skirt and a cardigan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and shoes.
Yeah,
of course. Not possibly stocking.
Yeah,
okay. I don't think I wore slacks either.
Yeah.
It was just a very small office. We have people coming and going.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Petties. Was that Wilbur and Colin?
Yes, yes.
Well, they were characters too.
That was their depot.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That thing that... What did Wilbur call his? It had a funny name, wasn't it?
That half-track thing.
No, it wasn't a half-track. But I tell you what, you need a diploma in education and...
Engineering
and everything to drive it. My word, it was complicated.
So the Petties, what were they doing?
They were spreading lime and super, really, weren't they?
So they built their own machinery, did they?
A lot of it. Yeah.
Okay.
They're quite clever guys, but
So it's all improvised one-offs?
Basil Johnson's, he spent most of his time there.
Did he?
He did all Basil Johnson's.
Did he really?
Yes. Wilbur?
Wilbur.
He used to grow tomatoes up at his, where he lived.
Did he?
He had a big glass house. He used to grow tomatoes.
He's a character. They were characters,
So farming then would have been quite different from farming now, I take it.
Yeah, a lot different.
Yeah.
Mm. You know,
really, it was basically just putting top dressing the land and what other special treatment did they give it?
Nothing.
Did he get farm advisors going out?
No,
it was just the farmer and their own gut feel as to what to do.
They'd buy the stuff.
They'd experiment much or copy each other or.
Yeah,
Yeah, some of them, I suppose. Some of them, I think, did have farm advisors, but they weren't trusted as much by average farmer because they'd learnt it in a book at Massey, but they didn't have the practical experience of what would work and what wouldn't work.
Not like learning it off your dad or whatever.
So see, did people keep it secret? They thought, you know, they've got their own secrets for things, or did they share it a lot? Or did it depend on the individual?
Did their farmers share their information between each other?
No, not, I don't know about that.
They did in the Denby on a Friday.
That might be right. Bit of skiting going on at the Denby about their prices or something. Probably.
So what was the social community like?
In those days?
Yes.
Well, I certainly had dances. We never had the time to do any of that.
Which is a shame, really.
We were basically in our own little world.
It was busy with the business.
And we had a new home. We moved into this home when we married in 1954.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were furnishing that and getting things in order and dealing with the business. Now
these days, there's the idea of a young couple want a house. They want a large, brand new house with new furniture and everything.
No.
Did you? You moved into a new house, was it?
Moved into
it
a new house.
Brand new.
We had nothing on the floors.
Yes. Did you have chairs or just boxes?
We had a kitchen table and chairs, and we possibly had a lounge suite. I can't remember. We had nothing on the floors for quite some time.
Yeah. So it gradually developed there. Yeah. And you grew a lot of your own veg then, or your vegetables?
Yes, Tom and Bob were both very good vegetable garden and lawn and mowing people.
Yes.
Up till reasonably recently.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
We don't now. I have my bean runner, which I always have beans on, but Tom can't do the gardening.
Okay. So what was there... I don't know, Country Women's Institute or church?
Actually, I got myself involved with Little Theatre.
Ah, Fielding Little Theatre.
Yes,
there's interesting stories with that. Well, it was very progressive, wasn't it?
1960s, probably.
Yes. Now, who was the big name behind that? Was it the principal of the school or something?
Mr. Somerset, former community centre. But Jack Paul and Leonie's wife, if you remember them probably, they were in charge of the music. It was the musical side I was interested in.
Okay.
So were you a singer?
Yes,
I was. Good on you.
Yeah, and I took part in quite a list of musicals.
Yeah, it's very strong, the feeling,
isn't
it?
It's good,
isn't
it?
It certainly was, and still is as far as their productions are concerned.
Yeah,
and I've been a member right up till recently.
What about were the churches strong in Philly?
Yes, I'm a member of the Knox Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
I was here when I was a child, and my mother lived in O'Rani Street down by the railway line. I went to St Paul's, and once Knox was formed, I moved up there.
Your religion was very strong, wasn't it? Religion was very strong in the old days.
Was there much competition between the different churches then, or
probably more then than there is now?
They all get on a lot better now, don't they?
We even go to see Father Skinner when he's here.
The Catholic. He's supposed to have a good voice.
But certainly between Knox and St Mark's, there's a.
There's a rivalry, is there?
Sunday we join.
Oh, okay.
And over the Christmas period.
Yeah, okay. And what about schools? Once you had children, were you very involved with the schools?
Not really, no. Tom went to Lytton Street, and I went to Lytton Street for a while, and the kids went to Lytton Street.
Grandchildren
went to Lytton Street.
But they didn't draw the parents in to either to help in the school or go to assemblies
like they
or
do
anything.
Now. The kids went off to school and
left them
had a board of trustees. Yeah. What on those
no,
days?
Not, not
just
in those
school
days,
committee, wasn't it? School committee.
We used to walk to school, about 10 of us.
Not far away. You're close, aren't you, really, to Lytton Street?
From
here.
Tom's
walk from out Kim Road? That's a few...
With Dave Small and that.
That's a few Ks. No wonder you wanted to swim in the Q&A.
And the Sandlinses.
Oh, yeah.
and the Blacklers. And
the signals. Yeah. They'd get all the S's.
And that was the time when kids would ride to school and there'd be a paddock next to the school, was there?
Oh, yes, but to ride the ponies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Did anyone fall off?
Yep.
Yeah. Break it out of way.
We used to use, we didn't have ponies, Sandlinsers had them.
Nice.
And of course, we'd all get on these ponies, about six on each, go tearing down round in Monmouth Street to school. Half of us would fall off.
Yeah.
Imagine it,
please. Yeah, no.
Oh, we used
I wonder if it's a bad corner up there.
Oh, we had
so is that old Noni Sandlins?
Yeah. And Don.
Yeah.
And Ian.
Yeah. Ian's passed on, but Noni's still chugging.
Don's gone.
Is he?
Yep. Dawn's gone long time ago.
So in your school days, yourselves, not your children, but was there strong discipline in school, or was it you were writing on slates out to sit there? No, well, of course you weren't there half the time. That's
not bad.
They used to throw things in the fire. Come on.
They used to have wooden all the fires, you see, big fires.
Yeah.
So we had a teacher, and in them days the dentist was in town behind the library, the old library in town.
Stafford Street.
Mm.
And this teacher used to say to us, "You to go to the dentist tomorrow, I'm not going.
Oh.
I'll go when I'm ready." So she'd go around behind the blackboard and cry. We thought we'll get her out of there one day. So we filled a bottle up with kerosene and put it in the fire. She lit the fire.
Oh, no.
Talk about juvenile
delinquents. Yeah. Was this just the boys behaving like that?
There were them days.
Yeah. Well, were you in, 5 years ahead of me, of course.
Ah, okay.
I was much more respectable.
Yeah. A big H school, you know, shaped like an H.
Yes.
So that on this side, say, the very high windows. So we'd all be sitting there and she'd be working away. Someone would get out the window and go around and, "Can we come in? Where have you been?" "We went to the toilet." "I didn't let you out." "Yes, you did."
Oh, no.
While she's doing that, someone else would be going out the window.
So you gave her a real hard time. Did she last long?
Yeah.
She survived that?
Yeah. We used to have a lot of fun.
Gosh.
I didn't start at Lutton Street until 1945. We shifted here. Mm-hmm. We were here at the end of the war.
Yeah.
Mum and I. And in my day at Lutton Street was only standard 5 and 6. I was there 4.
Yeah.
And Mr. Williams had to take the boys, 5 and 6 boys. This is Peter Williams' father. The lawyer that was.
Ah.
And Miss Blake would take the girls because Miss Blake couldn't handle all these boys. So even 5 years later, they were still playing up with it.
The same teacher that was.
Jimmy Williams was old Williams' son. He was one of the worst offenders in the school.
Was he?
And his father was his teacher.
Oh. So what did he get up to then? What was this bad behaviour in the school?
Filling the inkwells up with stink bombs and God knows what.
It'd be all the old dip your nib in the ink.
Oh, he had some fun.
I tell you what, he never learnt to write very well.
How often were you at school if you were skipping school so much?
And when it comes to try to dissect the pages of your worksheets every time, and writing was shocking.
I was in a busy, very
too,
bigger.
Too
and he
busy and too tired.
Spill onions. It was always onions. O-I-N-O-I-N-S. You.
No, it was Bob.
Well, he never did those things.
He did that, and he was the one that wrote that.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Poor old Bob.
He did it when we were away on holiday once.
It was quite regular.
Yeah.
Oh, one twin can blame the other.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Too bad of being a twin.
So you did get holidays then? It wasn't all.
We had one holiday in New Plymouth.
So you had several holidays, one of which was in New Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your father do, John?
He worked at The Bacon Company, foreman of the Fielding Bacon Company.
Was he?
Oh, Housman's Bacon Factory.
Oh, yes. Oh, well.
And no wish to follow that?
And
no.
Mm.
He died, obviously. Yeah.
He had a heart attack. Didn't get home one day.
Yes.
Your father didn't get home.
Oh, no. He got off his bike, wasn't feeling well, and he went to the doctor, Ross Jones, and he wasn't there. So he said, I'll bike home, go tomorrow. And he got off to open the gate, and he fell down dead.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah.
And how old were you when that happened?
Oh, I was only young.
Well,
say
I knew Tom from 1949.
I would be about
49. It was gone.
I just started at the Met when he died.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd be in his 50s, was he?
I was 63, I think.
Was he that old? Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
He had a bad heart too.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, Gwen, your family moved here after the war, did they?
Yes, yeah. Only my mother and I. My father died in 1939.
Oh,
he had an orchard in Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, okay.
Out from Havelock North.
Mm-hmm.
And Mum and I shifted, first of all, to Palmerston for 4 years.
So you'd have been very young then, were you?
Not
just
quite four.
Yeah, okay.
And then she built this little bungalow in Rangie Street, and we shifted over here. Okay. And I say, I know we were here at the end of the war. Because I was riding around on the back of somebody's truck and all the celebrations.
Yes.
So was that common then to have the mother but not a father?
Not really.
So was it something you were very conscious of?
Yes, because I was an only child. But she was a real rock. And then I went away to boarding school in 1948.
Yes.
Because she wanted to go back nursing.
Okay.
She was a midwife.
Yeah. Oh.
So I had 3 years at New Plymouth Girls High.
You enjoy that?
I did.
Yeah.
But we didn't start on time because of the polio epidemic.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
No, I did enjoy that. Even the 5 hours on a steam train.
Uh-huh.
5 hours from here, New Plymouth.
Oh, right. Yeah. And you just went by yourself? Well,
yes,
you met at the station?
There were one
the
or two
end,
from
or?
Around here. There was a girl from Kimbolton.
Yeah.
There was some got on at Martin.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there wasn't many of us from this end. They mostly came from up north.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why was it good?
Oh, just having a company of other kids.
Yeah.
And being all in the boarding hostel.
Oh, yeah. So discipline wasn't too strong then?
No, discipline was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was 140 boarders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you were locked in at night, or?
Yeah, not locked in, no, but we're fairly isolated on Mannery Road in those days.
Ah, so it was a fair way out of town, was
it?
Yes. Did the girls skip out at night then, or ever?
One or two had been known to.
Yeah.
Two rebels, though.
It was good. It was a good time.
It was good. And the food was good?
Yes, pretty good.
Yeah, and I suppose
the only thing that I was put off, and I do have milk, but not in tea.
Yeah.
The tables would be set in the afternoon, but in the dining room. You imagine in this weather having a jug of milk on the table.
Awful, isn't it? Yeah.
And
taste,
we had the odd occasion where the milk was sour.
Yeah.
Taste putrid.
Oh.
Yeah, it would.
Now you, but were you in the days of school milk? During the day?
At Lytton Street. Yes, with the cardboard tops for the bowling.
And because talking to someone the other day, here you got half a pint of milk. In Britain it was a third of a pint.
Half a pint,
but
I think, was it?
In England, often it was sour, just having it mid-morning. But I heard that here, if the milk monitors got it in early enough, then it'd be fine.
It'd be
Yeah.
I mean, so some of it would sit in the sun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Crates.
Yes.
Sitting in the sun. Yeah.
And then they brought in where they had to have it covered, somewhere to put it. But that was much later.
Yes.
They kids went to school.
Yeah. It was something we enjoyed, though, having that milk.
Did you?
Yeah.
Used to be thick cream. You had to get through this cream before you could suck
the
milk.
Yeah,
the
first one in to get the milk, not the cream.
Yeah.
Now we try to avoid it.
That's right, yeah.
Now, I also heard at one time there was, I think, a glut of apples in Hawke's Bay, so as well as milk, they got an apple.
That's right.
You know that
used
too?
To get apples?
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
I don't know, was that a government scheme, I suppose, was it?
Yeah.
Probably something done through the education.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
Well, I think it was a one-off.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it happened every
time.
Yeah,
just a big oversupply of what people want to see.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
So there you are. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what? And then you were working in the business, and you had young children. So you just worked from home,
basically.
So was that difficult? Did it take a lot of time?
No, because you only had the telephone and the typewriter, basically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So you could just fit it in and just manage.
Yeah, you could do other things in between.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
We got a new car out of it anyway.
Well, we got a new home out of it.
Yes.
Out the big
both
shed.
Got a new home. Bob got a new home too.
And
yeah.
they both got a big shed each like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how normal was that then for people your age to move into a new home?
Well, they would get money off what was called in those days the housing corporation. They'd get a loan.
Yeah.
And ours was one where we paid
$20 a month.
$10
or something. Was it about 3% interest?
3%.
Yeah.
It took 30 years to pay it off.
We had a good lawyer, David Graham.
Oh, yeah, he had a very good name.
And I went to pay it off one day, and he said, "Don't pay it off. Pay the mate for the lot. Pay it as it is till it's finished."
Yeah. It's a low interest. Put the money somewhere else.
Put it into the business, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Well, we used to cost us money for tyres. And I used to buy oil. I used to buy 44-gallon drum oil.
Yeah. How much was petrol in those days?
About $2 a gallon.
A gallon, that's 4.5 litres, isn't it? Yeah. So it's about, 40 cents a litre?
Yeah.
We didn't have a car in those days, so we didn't have to worry about that. We didn't have a car for a long time.
No.
We had a rental car when we got married to go away and... Little Morris Minor.
Ah. So what size tanks did you have on these trucks?
Because
you said they drank a fair bit of petrol.
30 gallons, 40 gallon. A fairly big tank.
Two of them.
Yeah, we'd always fitted an outside one. There's one under the seat an outside one.
Oh, yes.
But if you parked out here, you had to check it in the morning.
So was it often stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
was it?
Quite common.
So you couldn't lock it?
No, I didn't worry about it. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
So it's hardly worth stealing then.
Money was money in those
days.
Yeah, you're right, it would be. Yeah.
But just to get back to the issue of houses, would most young couples have been able to buy a house at that stage? That was the
most of them would.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, they're more modest.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, nowadays they want four bedrooms, two bathrooms.
Yeah. Want everything at once.
Everything.
Mm. But you got a new home though.
Yes.
And so most people would... Was it most of them would move into a new home or?
A lot of them would.
A lot of them did,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I personally don't think that the young couples in those days had everything on tick or on
credit
or whatever.
You saved, didn't you, to buy a washing machine, you know?
Yeah.
New washing machine, you saved up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
whereas
that's
now
right.
You go to Harvey Norman
or
Lever and White.
Okay.
You were frightened. The bank manager would ring you up.
So what did you have in the house? How was it heated when you first...
It had an open fire.
Yeah, which was wood, not coal.
Wood fire.
Yes.
And this is, when are we talking about? 1954.
Yeah.
So you moved in, there was a wood fire. Did you have gas or electric stove? Or
electric stove.
An electric stove.
Yes.
Washing machine.
Yes, I had a washing machine.
And what sort of washing machine? One with a ringer or...
You put
the thing through the washing machine and it wouldn't spin.
Oh,
no.
You'd have to pull it out, put
tub,
it through the...
Out into the tub.
Yeah.
It'd be rinsed and then back through the rollers.
Yeah.
And then into the bath.
That's right. You thought that was Christmas.
And they'd be soaking wet when you hang them out and you dry them on the line outside.
It wouldn't be spun.
Yes, okay. And a fridge you have?
No, we didn't. We've got a safe out there still, which
that's the
supposed to have a vent from the top and the bottom. I don't know how you can
hold
it this weather. But that was what we had to start with.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
And so, it was adequate in those days.
Yeah, now why would that be? Because you buy food more regularly, or...
Maybe we didn't get all
things would keep better or something.
No, because you had meat and you had everything.
Yeah.
So we didn't buy a lot at a time.
Yeah, and you think, and it would keep, or would it be salted or something like that, so it's not going to go?
Yeah, it wouldn't last.
Okay.
But cold meat, I reckon, out of a safe used to taste better than out of a fridge.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, well,
it
wouldn't go hard for a
start.
You know,
I remember once you talk about carving meat, I went up to Pete Morton once with his cattle. Rangy, come and have lunch with us. So I went in, he had this big plate of meat on the table. He got this knife out and started carving. Thought he was going to carve me up for a start.
No, you were holding that knife is about sort of what, 80 centimetres.
Here he is carving this meat off. My Jesus, I was quick to get my lunch and get the hell out of here.
Oh,
Pete Morton.
So, not being nosy, but a house like this, what would that cost in those days?
What, you've got three bedrooms?
No.
Yeah,
two bedrooms?
I forget now what it cost.
So you've got, you've got a kitchen. Is this a sort of family area, dining area?
Dining
and you've got
room.
Something through there.
Two bedrooms at the front.
Two bedrooms at the front. And that's
a toilet.
Yeah, and a large living room.
That's a small bedroom, but it will take one bedroom.
Oh, a sort of third bedroom in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
you've got about a quarter of an acre garden.
Yeah,
big section. Yeah, big section there.
As big as the one next door.
I paid £600 for the section.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Which would be quite a lot of money then.
Yeah, bought off the neighbour, a Chinaman.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jonan, do you remember him?
No,
Ferguson
Nan's
Street.
Fruit and Veggies, was it?
Joe Nan.
Mm.
Okay.
He lived next door, and he owned the school ground, he owned all the childcare centre and that.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh, did he have it as a market garden originally or something? No, he just owned a lot of land.
No.
Yeah. Had he been in New Zealand a long time, or...?
Yeah.
So, because that would be quite unusual then.
That would be unusual.
Yeah, he was a good neighbour.
Yeah,
was he?
Yeah.
Did you think it was strange then to have a Chinese name?
No.
It was just normal.
No.
Okay.
No, he was all right, old Joe.
They were actually lived here. They built that house.
Yeah.
But some time before us.
Gosh. Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.